I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. This has been the year of crazy bad air in China. Pollution levels in China's cities have regularly reached hazardous levels, and people are scared. Worried about public unrest, the Chinese government has pledged to spend billions to address pollution over the next 5 years. But for those who aren't willing to wait, there are Chinese companies offering pollution protection, and they're doing a brisk business. Rebecca Canther reports from Shanghai.
Louis Chang peers at the meter on a bright orange handheld monitor. With its long, pointy sensor, it wouldn't look out of place in a sci-fi movie.
VOCs in here is 0.34.
Chang is the American owner of Pure Living China, which does pollution testing in homes, schools, and businesses. Companies offering ways to protect against pollution are seeing a big jump in business, as people in China get more nervous about the air they breathe. Smoggy skies have become a daily reality in urban China. Locals can check their TV or smartphones for daily readings on PM2.5, tiny soot particles in the air. Chang says it wasn't like this when he launched his business.
3 years ago when we started, almost no Chinese local was concerned about particulate matter. You could say PM and you would get a blank stare. But PM2.5 has become part of even children's vocabulary because they see it everywhere. It's in the media, it's on the newspaper, it's on social media. All of these are becoming a huge reason that you have awareness.
That awareness has put pressure on the government, which just last week launched a 5-year anti-pollution initiative. Meantime, an entire industry has grown in response to public health concerns. Sales of face masks, air and water purifiers are booming.
Well, it's really the growing middle class that's buying these.
Kevin Durarslanian is an analyst with China Market Research Group.
These people are starting to see their income rise, and they think it's a worthwhile investment, especially if they have children. This is something on which they're willing to spend a lot of money.
This is a probe. It's an indoor air quality probe.
Louis Chang is doing some testing at the home of Wing Chun. She was born in Hong Kong, raised in Maine, and came back to live in China 9 years ago. She never used to think about pollution, but after giving birth to her son, she bought what she calls the Mercedes of air filters for his small bedroom. Now she's expecting her second child, and she's even more worried about air and water quality.
Now it's on my radar. It's, you know, one of the top things that I think about.
She says her friends in the U.S. can't relate. But our friends here talk about it all the time.
We talk about, what are you using? What are you, do you have shower filters? Have you tested your air? Let me give you contact to Louis.
Your formaldehyde levels were very low.
After the testing, Chang gives her detailed advice on her home's air and water quality, and also about chemical fumes from the furniture and a recurring mold problem.
Your humidity levels are high, which is contributing to the mold problem.
Chang doesn't have a background in environmental health. Some worry he may be playing on people's fears. But there's no one else here offering this kind of service, testing and advice. He says people just want to have some control over their lives.
They can't control what's going on outside, but within their home, they want to be able to know what's going on, what is in their environment, and be able to correct it.
Pure Living is one of several companies here that sell high-quality air purifiers that go for upwards of $500. Chang complains that a lot of cheaper products are flooding the market, including on Taobao, China's version of eBay.
We're seeing tons of junk in the market, tons of misinformation, fake stuff being sold on Taobao, and that will hopefully change over time with more education.
Back at his office for a meeting, Chang says his staff has tripled in the past year. His clientele is expanding too. Before, most of his customers were expats. Now he gets a lot of requests to speak at schools and businesses. And this year, he did his first testing at a Chinese government office. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther, Shanghai.